I'm Don Molineaux. Here's your Morning Varmint Report on 97.3 The Dog, brought to you by Chasson Brothers, 214 East Pinhook, next to the railroad tracks, serving Acadiana since 1933.
What were some of the indications of industry reaction shortly after USDA's September crop production report for corn and soybeans? Rod Bain explains.
Chief economist Seth Byers says it's based in part on
yields lower for beans, yields lower for corn, and yet at the same time, because of acreage changes, increases in production for both.
In the case of corn, while the yield reduction was expected, that increased acreage added to a projected record corn crop.
That was unexpected.
However, corn and bean futures shortly after the USDA report release showed
corn futures are up 8 cents. Beans are up almost 12 cents.
Reflecting what Meyer says is industry comfortability with use projections for commodity supplies. For instance, with corn,
they're pushing a lot of that extra corn into ethanol production. We had a record corn export program last year, and we actually reduced carryout stocks this month for the coming crop year or the current crop year because we raised exports.
I'm Don Molineaux with your Morning Farm Report from the Voice of Louisiana Agriculture Radio Network on 97.3 The Dog.